The SPLM-IO, led by First Vice President Riek Machar, says December 22nd is not the best date for holding elections in South Sudan. Pok Baluang, the SPLM-IO spokesperson, says several critical tasks in the 2018 peace agreement have yet to be carried out.
We'll have a constitutional vacuum. I think that's the bitter truth, and we must adapt to that reality. However, it must be determined what kind of extension. We have been there before. The agreement has been extended more than 2 to 3 times. However, in this time, if there's an extension, we need grantees and grantors to be part of the process, because we don't want the extension just to be normal.
Moro Genesio, chairperson of the South Sudan National Movement for Change, says his party is ready for elections, but adds that he worries about the fate of some elections-related activities.
The same challenge that all the political parties are having is what is challenging the party in terms of decisiveness to actually conduct the election. Though it has been announced by the Electoral Commission that the elections shall be timely as is stipulated in the roadmap, there is no indicator that there shall be election, but of course we are prepared to contest.
Chankwos Bichok-Reth, Secretary General of the Federal Democratic Party, says his group is waiting for party leader Chang Son-Chan to chart the way forward.
SAWA, which we are part of, we believe that there are a number of provisions that are not yet implemented. And based on that, the parties are the only solution to this, that they should sit and decide if the election can go forward or if they can come up with another reason. But the parties are also waiting for the outcome of the Tumaini, so that now it will be put together and then the parties will decide on what to be next. If they will decide to go for election, then it's a matter of time, it can be arranged. And if they decide that some arrangement has to be done, then now the parties will agree on this. So we are waiting for the parties to start dialogue and come out exactly of what needs to be done so that we go for election.
Sande Philip Quot is a senior member of the African National Congress Party and the chief whip of a group known as Other Political Parties, or PP, in the Transition National Legislative Assembly. He says despite certain tasks that need to be taken care of, his party is prepared to participate in the December elections.
Until now, we are still waiting to see those of the Election Commission to come up with a timeline that is going to list all this process of the registration and issue of the campaigning and even the issue of voting and then the announcement of the result. Of course, we are still optimistic as OPP group that we are going to conduct our election, that is the partial election, the presidential election, and then the governors.
Some South Sudanese are concerned about the fate of the elections. A week ago, President Salva Kiir and his 5 vice presidents tasked key institutions of the 2018 peace agreement to come up with a timetable for the pending activities. South Sudan is slated to hold a democratic presidential election 4 months from now. However, some foreign diplomats, South Sudanese political activists, and political parties have expressed concern that the timeline for election preparations is not realistic. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.